This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Raleigh-Durham International Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We have Florio. That's producing right there by Menigan.
That's good. Dan knows how to use his fingers, dial a phone.
That's really good.
I bet he didn't even do that. I bet he just sent one of those newly fangled text messages.
We'll be heading out to Berea. Select Browns players and select head coach will be speaking in Berea. We will hear those here coming up in the noon hour, maybe beyond. Chris Rose is going to join us today. Michael Lee, Washington Post NBA writer, who wrote a real terrific piece on Darius Garland and some of the things going on that Darius has overcome that you might not really know. Michael joining us in the 1 o'clock hour. I'm Jeff Phelps, my partner to my left today. We're sitting in a conference room. Andy Baskin. We're talking Guardians right now. Nobody cares. I'm just telling you. Nobody cares. Sorry. What? Can we not just like talk and have conversation?
No. This is conversation. This is called real world conversation.
We've been talking Guardians.
I'm honest with you, and you don't listen to me.
They've won 5 straight games. Steven Vogt made a switch in the batting order. Jose Ramirez dropping out of 2. They haven't lost since. Jose hitting 3rd. It was Lane Thomas hitting 2nd for 1 game. Then Nolan Jones for the last 4, and he's hitting .333 over that stretch. Maybe Vogt found something. He was aggressive last night.
I'm surprised you haven't done your Nolan Jones victory dance lately.
Well, he's hitting under .200. Not much to celebrate yet. Roger is in Richmond Heights. Hi, Roger.
Raj.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's going
on, man?
Couldn't
be finer.
Well, I just wondered if the Yankees are using the torpedo bats because they seem to be handling Judge. They seem to be handling Judge pretty well. Are the Indians using the torpedo bats?
No, we're using anti-torpedo baseballs only when we have them.
That whole narrative kind of died down, Roger, because after the Yankees beat up that Brewers pitching staff early on, the Yankees went into a slump. So apparently torpedo bats can go into a slump as well.
So they are using the torpedo bats, but do the Guardians use them?
I know that somebody, was it Stephen Kwan? Was swinging
Stephen Kwan using a torpedo bat.
He was using one in batting practice, I know. Guys are always going to look for an edge, Roger, so I'm sure that there are some torpedo bats floating around the Guardians locker room, and I'll be real honest. I don't really pay a whole lot of attention to the shape of the bat because the torpedo bat thing, in my estimation, died down very quickly.
Well, why does the commissioner allow such teams?
Why?
To
they're standard barrel. They're within the specifications.
Yeah, it's a legal bat.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. I just wondered. It doesn't seem like they're the same unbeatable Yankees team.
Well, and right? Let me quote Dan Menigan.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Brewers pitching staff? That's when all the buzz happened about the torpedo bats, and Dan kept saying, because the Brewers pitching staff stinks.
It's gotten better.
Maybe, maybe it was a combination of the two during that series. Might have been. Jeff is in Strongsville. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. One of the previous callers before the break was talking about the fans in Pittsburgh. The only reason it was the way it was when Skeens was pitching, and I don't know if you guys hit on this, but I do know people that went to that game was because they had a bobblehead. So to compare Cleveland fans to
Fans, no one was comparing Cleveland fans. That's not what the point of the story was. It was about starters and openers. It had nothing – like I didn't sit here and say, oh, Cleveland fans and Pittsburgh fans are – no, it's about creating a buzz. And sell. Hang on, let me finish. It's about selling tickets because fans get engaged with a starting pitcher. They're like, I've got to go see this guy pitch. That's all. It had nothing to do with the cities.
Yeah, but I think the caller was comparing Cleveland fans and Pittsburgh fans. We don't chant at Guardians games, sell the team, right? We're there. The fans that do go, while might not be as many for that specific game, still cheer on the Guardians. And I would like to take it a step further. This Guardians team reminds me a lot of the Cavs as well. You've got a relatively young head coach. You've got somebody that, or a new coach, I would say, to the team.
Yeah.
You've got some superstars. You've got some young players that are stepping up. And this Guardians team is scrappy like it always is. You know, we're never going to be the team that spends a ton of money like the Yankees. But guess who we're beating? Guess who we've just taken two from? Why do we as Cleveland fans always have to look and project out? Let's live in the here and now. The Cavs are playing very well. They're in the playoffs.
I can appreciate what you're saying right now. It had nothing to do with the premise of that. There wasn't a caller.
It was you, Andy.
It was me, and I never once compared Pittsburgh fans to Cleveland fans. My point was about having starters and having, you know, it's about selling tickets. It's about being engaged in the game. It's about marketing the players. It's about wanting to go to the ballpark to watch a starter because there's a buzz in the ballpark. That's what the whole premise was. Not once did I compare Pittsburgh fans to Cleveland fans or bobblehead giveaways. We have bobblehead giveaways all the time too. The point of the matter is you want to be able to be locked in with a player and say, that's my guy. Wow, look at this. We got a guy who's throwing every fifth day. I mean, Jose Ramirez is a reason to go to the ballpark every night too, but it's not, you know, the marketing aspect of it, it's a major league whiff by Major League Baseball. It's not just the Guardians do everything they can, but this had nothing to do with Pittsburgh versus Cleveland. I'm just on the record for that.
And I didn't take it as you stating that. I thought that the caller was equating that to Guardians fans and saying that we're not doing something that we should be. And you're right. Major League Baseball has a problem with marketing their games. 100% agree. And it's sad because a lot of youth today, they don't see themselves in a lot of these players that they technically and really should be, because a lot of these players are approachable, like Stephen Kwan. I mean, Stephen Kwan is probably one of the most likable players in all of sports, not just baseball, but all of sports. And he's not. Major League Baseball does nothing to promote him. You know, Ramirez is the same thing, but Stephen Kwan is so likable because he's such a hardworking guy that we love him. But outside of Cleveland, most people don't know him, and that's
good. That's a good point. That's a really good point.
Jeff,
I agree with you.
Thank you for the phone call. Jeff. Appreciate that. Guardians in first place, 1-10 today. They will try for the sweep. Sweep.
Hey, Dan, are we a little too excited about two wins over the Yankees during the regular season?
I wouldn't say we're even excited about it. They're just playing good baseball.
No, but just the last couple calls, like, is this the do you think that there's a feeling here that, oh, man, we're beating up on the Yankees? It's April, kids. It's April.
Yeah. You know? And by the way, there's nothing wrong with getting excited for beating up on the Yankees. Everybody should be excited about beating up
and
on the Yankees.
Beating up is probably not the right word.
Should be one of the goals
they've
of every team.
One, two.
Yeah, they've been good games.
Every team should want to beat the Yankees. That's what all the fan base wants. And every fan wants.
And ultimately, they're one of the teams that you would think you might have to go through to get to the World Series.
I think.
Plus, Jeff and I are big AB fans. We're big Aaron Boone fans. Huge, gigantic.
I think the big thing that comes with it, I mean, of course, you know, anytime that the Evil Empire rolls in, it's fun to take down the Evil Empire and show that whatever you're doing is working and all that kind of stuff. Like, yeah, it's a big deal. It should be a big deal. It's fun for fans. But it's one of 162 on top of it. And some games mean a little bit more. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's what makes it fun. Emotion comes into this.
And maybe part of the problem with it is that Aaron Boone gave me like four or five concussions when he was playing for the then Indians by hitting me in the head in each and every game.
I
became his good luck piece. He would come out of the dugout. I'd be sitting in a silly little chair right in front of the dugout, and he would whack me in the head, much like I've wanted to do to Phelps like six times during the show today. Right?
Yeah, which is certainly not a surprise, is it?
Knock, 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 knock.
No.
Yeah.
Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk is going to join us coming up in, 9 minutes?
There you go.
And we're going to get to that in a second. Jeff, is this the same Jeff in Strongsville?
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Jeff, this isn't the same Jeff in Strongsville, is it?
Nah, this is Jim.
Oh, hi, Jim. Hey, Jim, how are you?
What's up, man?
Says Jeff on the screen.
Before I get to my call, guys, really, you're bringing this guy back on. I'm not even going to go into it. Get ready for 15 minutes of Haslam ripping, Browns hating.
Florio?
Oh, my God.
Dude, we like you. We bring you back all the time, too. Florio is probably one of the most respected guys in the game. Whether you like him or not, he's respected.
The next time he – am I wrong or am I right? Next time he says something nice about the Browns, we'll be the first.
You're wrong. He said good things about the Browns along the way. There have been – I'm like Mike Lombardi would crush the team every once in a while. There are other people – who's our buddy from Baltimore?
Lock and Fora.
Lock and Fora ripped the you-know-what out of the team.
He's going to rip on Haslam. He's going to say Haslam's meddling. I mean, I can already predict the interview. But anyways.
Let's have everybody on to hold two brown and orange flags and wave them violently while they talk to us.
Dude, I don't mind criticism, and I don't mind – but I but if you think Florio's giving you, like, quote-unquote, middle of the road. That dude is. I just don't know how you can say he's not jaded at the Browns and Haslam. I mean, he is.
Because we've had people who are very jaded at the Browns and Haslam, and he is nowhere near there. He is giving you information. I mean, Florio says some stuff every once in a while that makes you go, "Wow, I can't believe he just said that." But not nearly as much as some of the other guests we've had.
Jim, you better get to your point. About a minute.
You got 1 minute. Real quick,
I had heard the last caller about the marketing, and I don't know if it's because the Guardians are on MLB Network or not that I've seen it. Look, they're marketing the kid in Cincinnati. They're marketing the kid in Baltimore. They're marketing Skeens. They're marketing these young players. I've seen it more this year. As a matter of fact, I made a mental note the other day that, like, I can't believe how much they're pushing these young stars and the way that they're going about doing it.
Yeah.
Now, again, I don't know if it's because they're on MLB Network, and I get it that these three guys are on the cover of their, you know, flagship video game, but they're doing a good job. I mean, it's the personalities, and that's what they're actually finally, for the first time that I can remember doing.
Yeah, I took the conversation in the wrong direction. The bigger point was, Dan will bring this up too, because statistically it sounds like they might be pushing back in the other direction. It's about having starters that you want to go see pitch at the ballpark. Really, that's what it comes back to. That's all.
You hit
the nail on the head with Skeens. You were right on Skeens, 100%.
Yeah, it's the personalities, guys. Like, I get it. We all love Jose, and he's a great ball player. But it's these other guys have a little flair to them. They've got And that's the key, and I think they're doing a good job of showing that.
Our guys are too
Jim,
nice.
Jim, thank you, buddy.
We need a little bit, as I was listening to it, we need a little more Paul O'Neill in the world.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. What will the Browns do it to? What's Florio hearing? Trade possibility, maybe? Well, let's find out. Florio's next on Baskin & Phelps.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.